What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. This is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
We have a very special guest today, Ashley Miller.
Hi.
So Ashley has worked with us for 11 years now, and she is our assistant office manager in our Blairsville location. We've already had Mandy Sosby on the show, and now Ashley's turn. So we're glad to have her here. And I can tell you, we first met Ashley. She was our waitress. What's the name of that restaurant you worked at?
It used to be J&J Cafe.
J&J Cafe. You know, I like to go there because they had the, was it the lobster bisque soup or something, I believe it was?
Yes.
So anyway, Ashley was like an awesome, awesome waitress. And, you know, in the insurance business, you have to be able to multitask. You have to do more than two things at one time. Are guys good at doing that, Ashley?
It depends sometimes, but most of the time it's one thing at a time.
Yeah, so the answer is no. So the ladies are really, in my opinion, are a whole lot better at doing the multitasking than the guys. We can think about one thing at one time, and if I have two more things to do, I'm just not as good as what our ladies can do. And anyway, Ashley has been completely awesome, and he has a lot of people that know her in Blairsville and depend on her. So. Anyway, last week's show, we had our special Valentine's Day show, and we talked about how I met Kathy and how she got into the insurance business. And so today, we're going to continue talking a little bit about what we talked about last week was if you live in a rental house or a condo. We also talked about, and we'll mention, I'm sure that a lot of ladies got some jewelry for Valentine's Day, and we talked about that you want to be sure and let your agent know that you have your new $10,000 diamond earrings or whatever.
Yeah, that would be nice.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yes.
And so you want to schedule that on the policy because if you lose it or if it falls out or somebody steals it, you're going to be limited with the coverage you have for jewelry. So I did want to also kind of go back to show name is Peace of Mind, and I've said before that if you buy insurance, you don't really see what you're buying. And my uncle down in Atlanta has an agency. My first cousin does now, and on his website, they talked about the invisible product that you're buying until it isn't. And that's really true because you don't really see insurance. You're shelling out money every month or every year, and you don't really see the fruits of that until you end up, having to use your insurance policy. So we've been covering the homeowner's policy, and we've been going very slowly along, and I think that most people have listened to the show. We've talked about, making sure you're covered properly and you've got enough coverage on your house because the build materials have gone up so much. I wanted to bring Ashley on today because we had a situation when we talked about the service lines. We had a show on drains, sewers, and service lines. Ashley actually had a example of that with a claim.
Yes.
And so what happened? Or what was it? First of all, this is a newer type of coverage, and we've not been selling that for, it's probably in the last 5 or 10 years when it really started coming out.
Absolutely. And some companies still don't even offer it, but there are more that are offering the service line coverage. And now it's just habit to add the coverage to the policy,
yes,
especially if it's a new business quote. But I had a customer in 2019 give me a call, and her water, which covers water, pipe had burst under her driveway, which typically is excluded since it's in her yard under
it
her paved driveway.
Yeah.
Exactly. So the particular company she was with, Auto Owners, she had the coverage, $10,000, and they paid to fix the water line and her driveway minus the $500 deductible, right, and she couldn't be more happy.
And that would have been just, she would have just been out. You said it was $10,000? How much did it cost to fix everything back?
That was her coverages, but they actually paid out $2,480, so $2,480,
wow,
just for that minor little piece of broken,
yeah,
water pipe.
And that would have been, unfortunately, that could have been a bigger claim than $2,000. Sounds like y'all pretty lucky to dig up your whole driveway. It was concrete driveway, too?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
or two, like the service line covers your septic tank line. Yes. A tree root grew through it. So digging that up and replacing it's pretty expensive, because I believe my mom had that happen, you know, 10, 15 years ago before this coverage was available, and it was thousands of dollars.
Yeah, we had a whole show on it. And, yes. You know, I wanted to actually come and talk about it back when during the show, but for scheduling conflicts, we just couldn't. I think we were short-staffed at the office that day.
Yes.
And, you know, we've been having to deal through the COVID protocols about making sure that people are safe. They're coming into the office, as well as our employees. And how's that been, Kathy?
Oh, lots of fun.
Yeah. So, you know, some people, you know, come to your insurance office and the door's closed. And that's just not what we want to have happen in our office. But on their side, there, you know, we felt that it got so bad at one point that we were just trying to have people there. And, you know, we've had some issues ourselves at the office.
Well, we actually have put out drop boxes purposely so people don't have to come in if they don't want to. But also, we can still do business through the email and, of course, through phones. And then we have the drop boxes if someone has to come physically out to the
I can tell you, we miss seeing our customers. I mean, yes, we miss having people come in the office. And, you know, we want to have a environment where people feel safe coming in and feel welcomed. And, you know, it's just kind of disappointing about how we've had to change our business model over the last year since all this happened.
Well, everybody's had to change everything that they're doing right at this time. So it is just the way that we have to do things right now.
Yes. Well, so we are going to talk about rental houses and condos today, but I'm kind of going back a little bit about, you know, prior shows and, you know, service lines, you know, making sure you've got guaranteed replacement cost endorsement on your house. Actually, you write a lot of policies for us, and so when you're writing a homeowner's policy, that endorsement's something you generally add every time you can.
Oh, absolutely. So, anywhere between $5 to $10 for that coverage, considering what your loss could actually be, it's worth adding it.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is, because you don't want to be stuck with one value when your house burns and you could have a guarantee to build it back. So another thing I want to talk about, too, we talked about, you know, ACV, which is actual cash value, and also we talked about replacement cost. And I've got an example here. So I'm calling this the roof replacement cost nightmare story. so we had a customer that he was in Atlanta. And so, you know, there's some really nice houses up here, but, you know, you get into metro Atlanta, you've also got nice houses, but you've also got probably a higher building costs, I would think, just based on where you're building that. I mean, if you're in Atlanta. And so what we had, a situation was, it was a hailstorm. The man's house had gone from having a 15-year roof to a 16-year roof.
Yes.
And so what happened was, and you don't really see this sometimes, I guess maybe part of the invisible product we're talking about. So he didn't see in his insurance renewal that his roof had gone from being with replacement cost to what's actual cash value. It's just like a bad chain of events that happened. So, you know, 6 months ago he had replacement cost, the policy renews, and now he doesn't. And here comes a hail damage. And by the way, he had just raised his deductible to $5,000 to save money because he had less of premium. So we get out there and have a hailstorm. We file the claim. And it was what's called a cat loss, which means a catastrophe loss. So they sent in a cat adjuster that came in there, found a roofer, did an estimate, and the roofer agreed to take the estimate and do the work. Well, he wasn't liking what he's getting paid, was he? Remember that?
No, he was not.
And this guy was a sharp cookie. I mean, he was a sharp man.
Yes.
And he wanted to know exactly how they had calculated the you know, the replacement cost versus what actual cash value was going to be. So we'll continue on with the story here when we get back. And anyway, we're just trying to make sure that, you know, keep an awareness about what people's coverages are, and you don't want to be caught in a situation like this. Again, this is Mark Moore, my wife Kathy Moore. We're on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with Moore Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore and with my husband, Mark Moore, and our assistant branch manager for our Blairsville location, Ashley Miller. We want to tell you where we're located. More Insurance Service is located in Hayesville, Hiawassee, and Blairsville. You can find us online at www.more-insurance.com or on Facebook. Please like us. We have Mountain Insurance located in Murphy, North Carolina, past Arby's and on Highway 64 West in Murphy. Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge is located between United McCootie Bank and the Burger King there in Blue Ridge. So come by and see us. We love to help you with your insurance.
Thank you, Kathy. So before the break, we were talking about the roof replacement cost nightmare story. So I want to continue that story. But also, I'm thinking about, I wanted to ask Ashley some questions. Ashley is on the front line. Ashley's out there helping customers. Ashley's answering the phone. Ashley's working very hard for the agency. And so how often do you get calls about people wanting to know about their coverage or about is their house insured enough? Do you have people that call a lot that ask that, or just people don't think about it until they have a claim, you think?
I honestly don't think when you initially write the policy, you know, you go over their coverages. And then after that, I think it's kind of forgotten about until a claim happens, honestly.
And we're trying to be proactive. I mean, we've got, our 20 employees and, you know, we're trying to start making some of those calls about, you know, hey, have you finished your basement? Hey, do you need to have more coverage? It's just a very heavy weight to lift when there's so many moving parts in this and there's so many people and you're trying to get, you know, the insurance business is hectic just the way it is. And I've always said it's very similar to working at a restaurant, it's a high-paced multitasking job. You got phones ringing, people coming in. You know, we're trying to do the best job that we can. So anyway, call your agent. You listen to this. Listen to me. Take my advice. You know, call your agent. Don't be afraid about having to pay more money. You can always say no. You know, at least what your options are. There's lots of good agents out there that love to help you. And you know, the replacement cost estimate in your house does not take a great deal of time, right? How long does it take?
No, absolutely not. Yeah. I mean, it's very minimal time, and it's worth the few extra minutes just to make sure that you've got enough coverage in the event of a claim.
Yes. Yep. So back to the roof replacement cost nightmare. You got to be careful because a lot of times companies are starting to put actual cash value on roofs. And that means that it's a depreciated settlement. So if your roof is damaged, then you're going to end up getting what the roof is worth today. So the customer had the claim, had the windstorm claim. His policy had gone from being a replacement cost policy to actual cash value on the roof service materials. Just 6 months earlier, he had the replacement cost, like I said.
Right.
So he has the claim, and he's getting a settlement from the insurance company, and he wants to know, and he was a very sharp guy. This guy is smart. And he wants to know the math behind how they calculated the replacement cost versus the actual cash value. Because we knew the replacement cost. And my recollection was it was somewhere around $26,000. I mean, it's got a lot of pitches in this roof. It's not
architectural.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, this is not just your normal roof like our house where it's just, you know, our old house was just a good old ranch house with a flat, you know, was it, I don't know, it was 4 and 12. Right? I'm not sure what the roof is, but it's a simple roof.
Right.
This one's not. So I said, okay, I think Ashley tried to work on it, you know, try to find out how how it was calculated. And so I went back to the adjuster, the CAT adjuster, and he wasn't even the state of Georgia. He was like some Mississippi or something. And so I was like, we know, how'd you come up with this number? And I wish I could remember the number, but let's just say it was $15,000. So it's you know, you got this $15,000 settlement based on actual cash value. The roof is going to be $26,000 to replace. Plus, he's got a $5,000 deductible. So he's basically getting hardly anything for this roof. I mean, it's just going to be a bad situation. And they just basically, the answer I finally got was, well, we just put it in the computer and it spits out a number.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he wasn't liking that. And I don't blame him. And I mean, I'm fairly good at math. I was very happy about I got a B in calculus when I was in college. I was really happy about that. And I didn't ever flunk a math class, but I'm not going to be, you know, a mathematical whiz, I guess. Like Kathy's dad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's kind of obnoxious about it, right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's also a pilot. And so anyway, we just never could get him a satisfactory answer other than, you know, they put in a computer and it spits out. And I try to do what's called straight line depreciation, where you take the replace cost of the roof and you discount how many years the roof's been there. And it just wasn't ever a couple of really good to the penny answer for him. So I guess what I'm trying to get at is just be aware if you've got that. I mean, if you've got a actual cash value set on your roof, then maybe you don't want a $5,000 deductible, or you need to be ready to pay out, you know, $10,000, $12,000 if your roof damage. So, okay, so these shows just go so much fast. It's so much fun talking about insurance, right, guys?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's, we're a blast to talk to you all the time.
So I don't even know if we get to our main topic today about, you know, talking about renter's insurance, condo insurance.
We can still talk about it, so let's talk.
So how often do we get quotes coming in for a renter's policy, Ashley? Is it, I mean, not very often, probably, right?
No, because a lot of people think, you know, you don't need coverage if you're just renting a house for your contents.
I think a lot of people don't want to mess with it. Like, oh, I just moved in the house and, you know...
I think they don't think it's their problem because they think they're covered under the person who owns it, and that's not the case.
Yeah, that would be a definitely misconception.
Right, I think that's what they think. The like, well, I'm renting this from somebody else, and they have insurance. Well, that's for their
that's not going to help
for their
you
building and their if they came with like appliances and for their stuff that's in it, not for yours. So that's the misconception.
You know, we may not have a lot of claims just because a lot of people don't buy it.
Right.
You know,
right.
But they should.
They should.
Oh, absolutely.
We're talking about the apartment fire.
And especially for having liability for themselves. Because you just don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, we're getting ready to shift the show into liability coverage on homeowners policy. And we've just kind of got the property part section one of the homeowners policy. We've just kind of gone through. But we're getting ready to get into liability. And I'm kind of excited about that because we got some claims we can talk about.
We have a lot of examples on
that. Yeah. You know, more so in auto liability, but you can have personal liability claims as well.
Correct.
We've had several stories about that. So also this, we're talking about other structures today. We've talked about, you know, being a renter. If you've got a house and have another structure, that always concerns me as an agent because sometimes people have nicer structures out there than almost the house is.
Right.
They have a barn or they've got a dock or... You know, we had one a couple of years ago where this house was on the lake and the dock was, I think, totaled in a storm.
Correct.
And we squeaked out of it because I think he had a $300,000 house and it was just, the dock was around $30,000. And I think he would come, the customer may have been just a tad bit underinsured.
Right.
But as an agent, it is a concern because you may have something really nice out there that needs to be addressed.
And I guess we probably should talk about that too, because it's based off of your coverage A, which is your actual main coverage of your policy. So you get a 10% of that coverage.
Yep.
So we can increase that, but people don't realize it and they think they have enough. But that's something if you have a detached structure or other structures or fencing, retaining wall, outdoor buildings,
docks.
Yep. We need to know what other things you have on your premises.
And there's another caveat to this too. You got to think about what's being occupied in there.
Correct.
So I had an example here where, you know, we have things happen and people try to do a good job, but we had a guy that he drove a classic car for us in our wedding.
Yes, he did.
Yes. So, you know, a lot of times it has to be, you know, not that it would matter, but you don't want to have a situation where something's not covered. So he called in and talked to one of our account managers at the time, and it's like, hey, I've got this it's an airport hangar. And you may not know this, but there's a Tuskegee International Airport.
Yes.
You ever flown out of there, Kathy?
Yeah. Oh, no, I have not.
No, they don't have, they've got grass. So, actually, I think I may be wrong. It may not be international.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he had
it's international.
Yeah.
Though.
So I guess, So anyway, he had a, you know, a hangar down there in the airport where he kept his plane. And he called up, hey, I'll make sure my hangar's covered. And somehow or another, things got misconstrued.
Well, he lived next to the airport.
Yeah, well,
he was,
airport. And that's another, it's got to be a contiguous piece of property,
correct.
Which means you got to be on the same, it can't be down the road.
It can't be a 911
If it is down the road, then you got to address that situation too. I know Ashley has one. I think this gentleman moved away. Remember the time we had one that was like 5 miles down the road and we had to do a coverage? There's an endorsement you can get for that.
Yes. And it, certain carriers do allow you to endorse it if it's off premises, if it's owned by the insured. So, yes, he had several of those.
Yeah, he kept his classic car collection. They has the
yes.
cars, but this gentleman's got an airport hangar. He's got an airplane. The occupancy of a coverage B building, which is other structure, is not going to cover this type of risk. It's got to be for personal use. So I think we'll be able to talk about this some more next
yes,
week on
absolutely.
The show.
Yes, absolutely. We'll talk about
and,
it more.
Like I said, when you're talking to your wife about insurance, it just goes by so fast.
Oh, it's such a wonderful time.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Do you talk about insurance after hours that much, Ashley?
I do think about things when yeah. things come up, and I'm like, do they know they're not covered properly?
Yes.
So, yes.
It makes you completely paranoid. You're just no fun anymore.
Yeah, when you see something happen out,
everything's
a car
liability
accident,
hazard,
you're like, oh, I hope they had this coverage.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, okay, so we're wrapping things up, and thank you for coming
Thanks
on the show today,
listening.
Ashley.
Thanks
for
having
great.
Me.
Enjoyed doing this, and we will be back again, Lord willing, next week on
yes.
Peace of Mind.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, WJRB Talk of the Mountains. Thank you.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.